Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR. Just talking about the Oscars last night.
Yes.
That Adrian Brody speech just sucked the air out of the room.
Oh, my God.
When I say the room, I'm speaking Connecticut and Long Island.
Yes.
We apologize.
Big rooms. We're sorry about that. We had no idea.
Comedian Vince Barry in studio.
Hey, morning.
And Mike and Oscar in studio. Which one's Mike?
Just one of us are on there. Yeah.
Nice. Mike.
Yeah. What'd you think?
Yeah, he talked for a long time. We knew that wasn't going to be the short part of the show. Mm-hmm. Brutalist was 3 hours and 35 minutes. But yeah, everybody.
Yeah, you told me not to watch it.
We warned you.
Tried to warn everyone.
Yeah, I did not watch it. No. And just based on that speech, I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah. Glad I didn't see it.
I didn't get the warning.
Four-hour movie.
No, the movie.
Oh, the movie. I'm sorry.
They told me. They said, Dave, don't bother.
Yeah. Okay, gotcha.
It's brutal.
Right.
Yeah.
List.
Now I know. Now I know, yeah.
Yeah.
But Anora winning is a fun thing. We both liked Anora. Pretty Woman meets Midnight Cowboy meets, you know, some of the better episodes of The Sopranos. I think I've said that on the show before.
Gen Z, Pretty Woman, yeah. It was a good night. And Sean Baker being the first since Walt Disney to win 4 individual Oscars on the same night. It had its highs and lows like every Oscars does.
Yeah, that's $6 million film, taking 5 of 6 Oscars, which is fun. Conan's good. But there's a slog in the middle of the
always.
And Mike and Oscar, we have a complicated relationship with this show. It's not just the Oscar hype podcast.
You
that
named
we do.
Your show after this show.
Right? That's right.
And Oscar.
Because we want to improve it.
Yeah.
Right. That's part of the idea. Right. Yeah.
That's a hope, yeah.
Yeah.
But well, what would you do to improve it then? Do you have ideas? Have you discussed this on your podcast?
Fix the Oscar specials, and they've gone like 2 hours long, which makes us a hypocrite. Of all hypocrites, because we're like, it's too long, and we've done 2 hours.
We do our own Brodying.
But they're going to get rid of the short films. Those are 3 awards they're just going to get rid of. They're going to punt them to the moon. That's going to be that.
Some of the awards I didn't care about.
Yeah.
And I don't think people do. I think they did a pretty good job at trying to give it more meaning. Some of these, we don't care.
No.
You know, and they had the people come out and like speak about their work
that
and
quite a bit.
The costume designers.
The costume design was cool, and the way they presented it, I thought was okay. But like Mike was saying, the shorter films, I think what they did that was good last night was they had a quick hook in the middle of the show. Like for every Adrian
Brody, I want
a
literal hook.
They at least Showtime at the Apollo, just get the guy out of there.
Literal hook.
Yeah.
They started playing the music after like 40 seconds, which was good because if you're not saying anything, get off the stage.
Well, someone on Twitch actually had a solution for that. Terry Tate, office linebacker, on
there
stage.
There you go.
If you run too long, take it right out.
We've discussed this. You know, roll a hand grenade out on stage.
Nice. Right. The
or random landmines on stage, so you don't know who's going to step on it.
Right.
In the wrong spot and just boom.
Maybe get place bets on who's standing on it. Yeah.
Get Jackass to produce the show.
Yes!
Or Quentin Tarantino.
Right? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, either one. Yeah, that'd be... the ratings would probably improve. I'll say that. Yeah.
Jackass would be great. All of a sudden, somebody gets hit with a fish in the face.
Oh, no, you need that big fist. Remember that big fist?
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
Hey, man, high five.
I mean, they're in trouble just as a business. Like, people, you know, they did this whole bit on getting people to a theater.
Uh-huh.
Like, hey, we've invented this new thing.
Right, yeah. Get folks stop streaming. Guys should go to a movie theater. Yeah.
Yeah.
Conan was funny, and Sean Baker had a nice plug for indie movie theaters. And we got them here in Connecticut, people. Go to Greenwood Features in Bethel. Go to Avon Theater in Stamford. Go to Picture Show at Berlin or Madison Cinemas. And you got a lot of great independently owned movie theaters that are struggling because you got the Palaces and North Haven and Plainville.
AMC everywhere.
Cinemark and AMC, respectively. Love those theaters, but I love our Trumbull AMC. Yeah. But it's like, you got to support the indie movie theaters. You get better ice cream at those theaters, let me just say. Better concessions, better. The cool stuff. Oh, yeah. So it's worth going.
You know that's a good hook.
Those independents I might like, but I don't like the experience now going to a theater.
Yeah.
Because people are just in groups.
Yes.
Individually, people are great.
Right.
In groups, they're jerks.
Yes, they are.
And
selfish jerks.
And I include myself in that. Like, if I see someone, like, making noise over in the corner, I'm the guy who's like, now you just popped the bubble of the movie for me.
Right.
Now I'm like, that guy's an asshole.
Now you must die.
I want to murder that guy.
Now you must die.
Oh, my God. I want to stick a pen in the back of his head.
Right.
And now, like, I missed something in the movie because I'm...
Your vendetta.
Dreaming of murdering this person.
You're writing your own movie. You're writing your own movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get angry. And I'm like, ah.
Death of a movie.
Why am I paying for this?
Right.
What did you think about that scene at the end? What, where the guy got stabbed with a pen? What movie did you watch? What are you talking about?
A great movie. A serial killer who kills people in movie theaters.
The movie theater's not for me.
Right.
I mean, it just,
I see that movie.
Just as we got the seats, we got drinks, we got the better sound, I'm like, I hate people.
Yeah, there's two sides to the communal experience. I could see that.
On the couch with a bottle of tequila. That's my preferred viewing.
But they ever
remember that guy got suffocated with his own popcorn? Wasn't that great?
He choked on a milk dud, a big
Go
one.
Go to the independent theaters, but I better be alone when I'm there.
That's right. That's
the popcorn is better in the theater, though.
I'd like to go with a bunch of like-minded people.
Right.
Like, we're here to watch a movie.
Space
Put
yourself
your phone
out.
Down, yep. Shut your face.
Right.
Put your feet off the chair.
Manspread.
Sit right.
Right.
Don't talk.
That's right.
We laugh as a group.
Right. We cry as a group.
That's it.
So you would have loved those screenings of Wicked where there were groups going in and singing without permission?
Murder. Murder.
Oh, no. They refrained. But they were tough. Don't do that.
My screening of Wicked was a lot bloodier than others.
What a slasher film.
And they're just having, it seems like they have a tough time coming up with original stuff.
Yeah. It's always an adaptation.
If you look at the biggest money, and I don't blame them for making these remakes and sequels, because if you
make money, right?
If you look at the top movies of any year, it's all sequels and
prequels,
continuations and prequels,
adaptation of the sequel and the prequel.
The top three that won last night were original properties, though. So that's
the tightrope.
Yeah, that's
the tightrope the Oscars like to walk. It's like they want to showcase these more original features, but nobody sees them in theaters for the most part. So it's movies that nobody's ever heard of because they haven't gotten to the Oscars yet. So hopefully when they're on the Oscar stage now, people will go out to theaters and go check out Anora in theaters, which I'm sure will be re-released.
Yeah, Wicked did poorly last night.
I got to tell you, Anora, it won so many awards. I'm going to watch it just because I'm like,
it's good. I think you'll like it.
I got to watch
Or you'll hate it. But you'll feel something.
You have the experience.
Right, that's good. I like that.
Right.
Yeah. I like that.
Yep.
What the hell was the one movie that won a couple years ago?
I already know what you're talking about. You don't have to describe
it. The lady from Fargo's in it.
It's Nomadland.
Nomadland.
Yeah, you hated it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, you talked about it the whole morning.
I stopped watching it. Yeah. I couldn't. It never shifts a gear.
Right.
Oh,
it's
no.
Gear one,
oh. Yeah.
And this whole thing is just depressing.
Oh, just
there's
just
a scene
stuck.
With a bucket and...
Yeah.
Yeah, we remember that. Year.
Again, don't watch The Brutalist.
Gotcha.
I will not do that.
Right.
All right, so you agree with Anora winning and Sean Baker and all of his wins?
Oh, yeah.
Sean Baker, yeah. Mikey Madison upsetting Demi Moore. Mikey Madison deserves it. She was very, very good in that movie, but, like, watching Demi not win, it was kind of like a gut punch. It's like, oh, man, that would have been cool.
Yeah, well, at this stage in her career, will she have another shot?
Exactly.
To win? Probably not. However, if you watch the movie, she didn't have a lot of lines. She didn't have a scene where I was like, whoa, I didn't know she was capable of that.
Yeah.
We do this year round. And when I first watched The Substance, I thought, okay, she was good. She was getting a lot of Best Actress pub, but I was like, she was good, but I didn't think she was any better than like Margaret Qualley. I thought Margaret Qualley, who was also in that movie, The Other Side of Demi Moore, should have been nominated as well if you're going to nominate Demi. So
I did feel like she was sort of the star of the movie.
Margaret?
Yes.
You can make that argument easily. So, but again, it's the longevity, seniority thing. Demi Moore, they were trying to push her, and they almost did it.
And The Mirror. You need performances in The Mirror.
Point, right?
Every single
point.
Best Actress has been in The Mirror,
yep.
And this one was the most Mirror. So.
Most Mirror, yeah. They gave that out during the commercial.
By a mirror.
Most achievement in Mirror.
Yeah. Nice.
Any other notes you take from the broadcast?
I love the beginning, first hour, and then you had Juice going into the second hour, and then they just got to conquer. They got to solve that out between hours 2 and 3. Like, if your runtime is longer than The Brutalist, that's going to be the new benchmark.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's a fair point.
Like, we were 7 minutes longer than The Brutalist, therefore, ergo,
No good.
Too long.
Unwatchable. Completely unwatchable.
Skip it next year.
Yeah.
None of the music acts.
No.
Made me think, oh, wow, this is great.
Yeah, no, they all sucked.
I wouldn't say suck, but just not for me. Not my taste.
That whole James Bond thing, I'm like, please just stop.
That was a missed moment.
That was just
You know the most talented thing that happened in that James Bond number? Is that a cameraman was able to weave his way or her way through those dancers and never trip. I'm like, he's going to trip one of them. I'm like, someone's going over in this number.
I'll wait for that. It's not a surprise.
But then the camera just magically goes up.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like, well, all right. Yeah. That was
pretty cool.
The camera work was good.
Coming down from the ceiling. What's going on here? Yep.
Great production values. Yeah. But yeah, they were off key a little bit, and it wasn't Adele. It wasn't Ray's fault. She just wasn't Adele singing Skyfall.
You can't sing Skyfall if you're not Adele. Yet.
Agreed.
Yeah. But yeah, like if you have a year like this year where the songs aren't like as well known and like they're not like pop hits, the way they worked them into the show last night, I thought was like better than if they just set it up like, here's a song from this movie that was nominated. Sing the song. Here's a movie from this movie. They kind of did it coming in and out of commercials, which I thought at least made the show flow a little better, but that's not really a high mark.
Where would you grade the Oscars?
Yeah, it's like a B minus-ish. Yeah. Like minus Ben Stiller. Yeah. Ben Stiller.
He saved that part, man. That was awesome.
Great.
That was
funny. Kills me.
Yeah.
There was a lot of good moments. And Conan was
really good.
No, Conan was continuously funny.
Yep.
It's a hard job.
And Mick Jagger was awesome.
Very tough.
Yep.
Mick Jagger coming out of nowhere.
Yeah. I'm like, what's he doing here?
Perfect
yeah.
delivery.
And what's the deal with Bob Dylan? Wouldn't that have been cool for him to come out as a surprise?
Right.
They offered it. They wanted him to present and perform, and he's Bob Dylan. So he's get away from it. Get off my
Right. It wouldn't be what we remember.
Not sure what he said.
Like if you saw the Bob Dylan movie, and then you see him, it's like, who's this old guy?
Maybe we let Timmy sing instead.
They should have.
What did Bob just say?
All right, we're going to do our own Oscar category here. It's best scene. It could be in a worse movie.
Yeah.
But it's just best scene.
It's got a great scene in it.
And you can break it into a category if you'd like.
Right.
Like heartwarming, special effects, or whatever.
Whatever.
203-882-9757, Mattitude.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's everything going?
Yo.
Good, thanks.
I got to go with the movie True Romance with Christopher Walken, the scene where he shoots Dennis Hopper, where he's talking about Sicilians, how they're the greatest liars and stuff like that.
Yep.
Anything Christopher Walken touches is awesome.
But Christopher Walken, Dennis Hopper, and it didn't disappoint
at all.
Because the expectation level on that
was already super high. As high as it could be, and somehow they went over
it. And then some.
Right.
That's a good call.
Yeah. They were like that French pole vaulter. They went right over it.
Maybe
not exactly like the French
lots of clearance.
Yeah, really good.
Yep.
Oh, boy. Mine seem lame now.
Right.
That's very good.
I still can't decide if that movie's great or like just okay, and that scene really carries the movie. It's so good. I do look forward to it. You'll kind of slog through a lot of the movie to get to that scene.
Have you guys ever seen the movie Suicide Kings?
No, I read the book.
With Christopher Walken, Dennis Leary.
Yeah,
it's a fantastic movie. Yeah. I never made it to the movie theater. They kidnap Christopher Walken.
Yeah,
it's a great movie.
Mm. Yeah, good call. Good pull.
Okay, great, guys.
Thank you. Quentin Tarantino wrote True Romance, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Right. Okay. And I always wonder, like, when I watch it, it's like, I wonder what it would look like if he directed it,
right?
You know?
Yeah.
But that scene that Mattitude just mentioned, that's a Hall of Famer.
Right.
100%.
Like I said, you got two of the best actors in there right now. So they had to do good.
Like, Dennis Hopper knew he was going to die.
Right.
He knew he wasn't making it out of there.
Right.
Takes the cigarette he wasn't supposed to smoke anymore, so he gets his last smoke in, and he knows,
Yeah.
Brilliant. And he's just he's just dragging out as much time as he can to save his boy. It's an awesome scene.
Right.
It's an awesome scene.
Yeah. And to get inside that guy's head.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's the line after he shoots him, too, when he's walking out that's so cold. He's like, haven't shot anyone since like 1986 and just leaves.
It's been a while since I shot someone.
It's
today.
So good.
Today.
AJ?
The movie would never win an Oscar, but I think the great scene would be in Scarface. when Tony Montana is like pinned in his office, and all the Colombians are jumping over, and he's like all of a sudden
the big finale.
When all of a sudden he's like, okay, say hello to my little friend. And he's, I mean, it just becomes action packed that point. Where
well, right before that, he cuts a line with his hands.
Yes, right.
Using his hand.
Like his whole forearm.
He was in a hurry.
Yeah, he's making sure he's awake for a week and a half on that one, right?
That's what made all of his, you know, getting shot and still going. Unbelievable.
Exactly.
Like, well, he's so coked up, he doesn't even feel it.
He has no idea he's dead. Yeah, but he loaded his pockets with a whole bunch of, like, you know.
They haven't even hit human flesh yet. It's just powder.
I mean, his jacket alone loaded so much banana clips and little bombs, little incendiary devices. And then he just, like, tear out my little friend. And boom. And it became, it was awesome. I think that scene alone right there deserves a
there are some
Oscar.
Real That's slow parts of that movie. That's a good choice.
Right, yeah. Right. Yeah. I'd like to include, you know, Chi-Chi with that, Tony, open the door, please, open the door, brr, you know, and he just goes, you see him go down.
Yeah, you see him go down on a security camera.
Yeah. I would say from that point on, you know, when all of a sudden he realizes that, you know, okay, oh, wait, it's hitting the fan, let's go.
Yeah.
It's almost the opposite of Dennis Hopper, too, because he's convinced he's getting out of there. He's like, I got enough firepower both in my system and on my hips to, like,
I'm still standing! Yeah. Right. I'm still here!
Yeah, Scarface thought he got out of it every single time in that movie.
Right.
He just thought it was one more time he was going to get away with it.
Then there's a plunge into the fountain.
Oh, so good.
Yeah, so good.
The world is yours.
Yep.
As bad as he was... He went down because he wouldn't let Sosa or whoever blow up the family in the car.
Yep. Yeah, he wouldn't let that guy, yep.
I said, no kids.
No kids.
I thought no kids.
Look at you now.
Look at you. I told you.
He's yelling at the dead corpse.
Just the headless body.
Yeah. Half the guys on the passenger window. I thought you. Look at you now. Just stop it.
Only Pacino could do that, you know.
Sounds like
He played an Italian mobster and a Cuban mobster and pulled them both off convincingly.
He did.
But yet he wins an Oscar for Scent of a Woman.
Yeah.
Hooray! Joanna Norwalk.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
I was thinking my cousin Vinny, the girlfriend.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
When she's an expert witness on the stand about the car with the positraction.
Oh, yeah.
The tires couldn't have done that.
That's a great scene. Yeah, because you know what? You don't think that. You know, the independent axle, the independent suspension, how it laid flat. I mean, like, the clue is right there. And then any like, car guy would be like,
no,
oh, my God, yeah.
The defense is wrong.
And you're like, what? Right? Yeah. That is a great scene. That is a great
scene. Won her an Oscar for that scene, too.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. She did win.
I'd argue that's actually a good movie with just the best scene put at the exact right point in the movie.
Yeah, that whole movie's good.
It could easily slow down with all the court stuff, and they just find a way to make it just entertaining enough and comes right to that peak right at the right time.
I like the one scene where he hears the owl and then the cavity comes out and shooting back.
Yeah. In just boots and underwear.
That's awesome.
Best movie scene, 203-882-9757. Mike?
In the seventh hour of the brutal... No.
Done right now.
I had two that came to mind instantly. One is from Kill Bill Volume 1, when she's going through and fighting the army of like samurais leading into the fight with Lucy Liu. Just the way that's shot and all the bloodshed, it's beautiful. But the second one I thought of, the big car chase scene that leads to all those cars crashing, their actual cars in the Blues Brothers.
Yes.
They're going through the mall. They're going everywhere. And there's a big pile up at the end of it.
Yep.
It's not only hysterical, but like seeing that in real time and seeing it like they only shot that once because they could only shoot it once.
Right.
New Olds are in.
That is a good one.
Right. The cops sliding upside down in the car.
Right.
That is awesome.
I have a couple.
Okay.
For heartwarming, it's In a Wonderful Life when the town comes to George's rescue.
Yes. Right.
That gets me every time.
I'm not crying.
Right.
You're crying.
Niagara Falls. Oh, my God.
For special effects, and I don't even know if this is special effects or just like shocking.
Okay.
But in Final Destination, when that kid gets hit by the bus.
Oh.
Oh, my God. When I got the VCR, I rewound that like 97 times.
Wow. How do you do that?
So believable.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like, I feel like I just saw a person get hit by a bus.
Yeah. Right, right.
Ooh. Out of nowhere, too.
Out of nowhere. Yeah. Just turns around, steps off the curb. Whoa!
Yep. Right. But the reality is, when the last time you see a bus move that fast?
Why is a bus speeding through the parking lot
that
right
was
there?
Fantasy, yeah.
And then I think... at the end of There Will Be Blood. The bowling pin.
Yeah. Oh, man. Finished.
Mike, I always saw bowling as a fun, happy event.
Right. Chicken wings, beer.
That bowling pin at the end.
And I also used to enjoy milkshakes. Not anymore.
That's how Mike and I solve our arguments.
Yeah,
the show.
More or less.
Quoting that scene.
Nice.
CJ in the truck.
Hey, I was calling for the gunfight scene in the movie Heat.
Yeah.
You looking forward to the sequel?
That sounded really, I mean, just the echoing of the buildings. I mean, they were using pretty darn close to real ammunition for that one.
Wow. Yeah.
Michael Mann's supposed to be making a sequel. I think in the next year or so it's going to start shooting. I don't know how I feel about it.
Who's going to be in it?
I don't know. I don't think they've cast anyone yet.
Right.
So I don't know if De Niro's coming back or Pacino's coming back. I don't even know if I want them back.
Right. It's them now.
Yeah.
Now it's, we need the heat.
For my socks.
The heating bill.
I can't pull a trigger.
That is one of the best shootout scenes.
Yeah.
Brutal. Matthew in Southington.
Hello there.
Hello. Hey.
So, unpopular movie.
Is this the Adrian Brody phone call of the day? Jesus.
Well, True Romance with Christian Slater, Rosanna Arquette back in the day. It's got my favorite movie scene of all time in it.
Okay.
With Christopher Walken, Dennis Hopper. When Walken, the gangster, is basically interrogating Dennis Hopper to find the location of his son, played by Christian Slater.
Right.
Yeah, we had this one called in already. It's such a great one.
That's right.
100% on the list.
A second nod for it right there. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Wow.
100% agreed.
Yep.
Yeah, man.
Those two names together, the expectation level for the scene is so high that you think this is going to be a little bit of a disappointment because I'm expecting too much, and it delivered and then some.
Yep.
For sure.
That's the winner.
Fantastic movie altogether. Great scene.
All right. Thank you, Matthew.
Appreciate it.
Like, what did you guys think in the scene in Heat where De Niro and Pacino finally share a scene together? Now, they had been in Godfather 2 together, but never in the same scene.
Right. Mm.
So here they are in Heat sharing a couple of scenes.
They wish they had a two-shot at this point. I mean, it's been 20 years, and a two-shot would have solidified a lot of rumors because they were supposedly, everybody thought they weren't in the same room together because they couldn't be around each other, but... No, it was epic showdown.
I remember the hype for that, too, for that exact reason. People were, like, so excited to go see, never mind that it was, like, a fantastic movie, but, like, oh, my God, Pacino and De Niro actually are on camera together at the same time for the first time ever. I remember, like, even though I was a little kid back then.
I'm just picturing two of them in Heat. You're pretty good there, Robert.
The Irishman came from the fact that there wasn't a two-shot, by the way.
Great.
Oh, another four-hour movie.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Mark the Goose Killer.
Morning, Brent.
Hey.
Morning.
I'm always a fan of the Boondock Saints when he rips the toilet off and drops it off.
Yes. Yeah.
The
yep.
That is a great scene.
Yeah, the pool came to the kids.
I like when he shoots the cat. I like when he shoots the cat by accident, and then the next scene they show a small little poster over a giant blood stain on the wall.
Yeah. Oh, the gun goes off, everybody flips out, and there's this splat on the wall, and he just goes, "Is it dead? It's in pieces."
No, I just winged him, but thank you.
All right, guys. Later.
All right, Mark. Thank you. Good one. Ruth, do you have one?
You know, the one that immediately came to mind, it's a fun, heartwarming musical moment. It's from That Thing You Do.
Oh, yeah.
When they hear their song on the radio for the first time and they show them all in different places.
Amazing scene.
I love that scene.
It's an amazing scene.
Underrated movie, too.
Yeah.
But, yeah. It doesn't get talked about as like, you know, that was a big movie back then, but I feel like it's fallen out of.
Yeah.
Great music. Yeah.
I saw
great
it once.
You know, there's so many great Tom Hanks movies. That's the problem.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You can only hold on to so many in your memory.
Right.
Yeah.
That's it. It pushed it out.
Money Pit. The Money Pit's an
Money
OG.
Pit's awesome. The Money Pit's awesome.
I did not think that that was going to come up.
The whole mouse trapped in the house started coming apart.
Gets caught
in the
floor.
And he ends up outside in the fountain and the thing peeing on his head. It's awesome.
When I was a kid, oh my God, I'd laugh like an idiot. You know what? That is my scene.
I still do.
The peak of cinema. He gets caught in that floor. Niggling out. I was going to go with 47 other movies, but I'm going to go with the Money Pit.
Money Pit. Money Pit.
I do love that movie.
That's a great movie.
Sean in Norwich.
Yeah, how you doing, guys?
Good, hey. Thanks.
I was thinking The Revenant, post-bear attack, when they drag him through the woods, and then Tom Hardy goes crazy and takes his son's life in front of him and then buries him. Oh. I think that just, like, it doesn't matter who you are, where you're from, that's going to resonate with you, you know? That's going to hit you right in the feels.
Hell yeah.
That was one hell of a movie. That had a lot of great scenes, but yeah, that one.
I heard it was brutal. I didn't see it, but I heard it was brutal.
That was Leo's first Oscar, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah, when Leo is his first one. Yeah. Long awaited, long overdue.
Had to fight a bear for it.
Yeah, exactly.
And everybody afraid of bears.
Right?
Yeah.
Now, Leo, oh my
big
God.
Bear. Knowing Leo was probably a real bear, too.
Yeah, nowadays, Leo would just date it.
Thank you, Sean.
Yeah, of course. Have a good day.
All right. Phil, do you have one?
My first thought actually was the opening sequence to Super Troopers. Because you don't know anybody in the movie. And if it's going to be good, you have to get hooked right away. And I have never been hooked into a movie more immediately than that opening scene of Super Troopers. The rest of the movie is eh. There's some parts that are great. That opening scene to this day, I can put it on and laugh. It's amazing.
Right.
It's amazing.
Yeah. I love that whole movie.
Kind of like the tiger scene from Harold Kumar.
Farva's a Connecticut guy.
Yeah. No, those guys are great. But like at the time that it came out, no one knew who they were.
Right.
There
right.
wasn't like really anybody in the movie, even though Brian Cox is like an established guy. Like nobody really was going to that movie to see him. So that opening scene was so important. And they absolutely slam dunked it. It was perfect.
Yeah.
Broken Lizard.
Great movie. Great movie.
Well, Mike and Mike, thank you.
Yeah.
Tell Oscar
thank you.
We said hello. we're linked up to all your stuff on the WPLR website. Thank you, brother.
Thank you.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
When it comes to showing appreciation, the gift you choose says everything. Minky Couture luxury blankets make the perfect statement. Soft, stylish, and unforgettable. Whether you're thanking a client, rewarding an employee, or celebrating a milestone, nothing delivers warmth and gratitude like a Minky blanket. With custom options and elegant packaging, your gift will stand out and be remembered long after the moment has passed. Make your corporate gifting extraordinary with Minky Couture, luxury you can feel. Visit minkycouture.com to get started.